Right, you're back with the SAFM Market Update. It's 24 minutes past 6. And for our last segment of the show, following the proudly South African Buy Local Expo that was held yesterday, we caught up with Keobaka Mahuma, Head of Enterprise and Supply Chain Development at Absa, about how consumers and financial institutions can spur growth in small and medium-sized enterprises. This is what he had to say. I think Proudly South African's done an excellent job of raising that awareness to the consumer around that, and it's always good to talk to people around these events because it raises that profile again. But tell me, how can we make consumers aware of which products are produced locally versus a product that would be imported when they go to a retail center or a shop of some kind?
There's obviously a formal and informal way, but the way that Proudly South Africa does it is the producers, they belong to Proudly SA, and then there's always a logo on the goods that are produced as such. They will have the Proudly SA as a mark on the product packaging.
Okay, so people should just look out for that. Just give us a little description there, Keobaka, of what exactly that logo looks like for the benefit of people that might not be aware of it.
It looks like a South African flag, and it's got a tick, white tick, and then around it, it says Proudly SA. It's quite distinctive. You will be able to recognize that it's a Proudly SA company. And then the second thing that people can always do is go onto the Proudly SA website to find out which companies are members of Proudly SA initiative.
And just very quickly, what criteria does Proudly SA apply to the products, locally produced products? I know as we move up the value curve in the manufacturing sector, there's quite a lot of use of components, and some of those might be imported. But very basically, what is the criteria required to be able to join that initiative?
Warren, I would probably say that Proudly SA will probably be best positioned to answer that. But essentially, all that it talks to is most of the content must be produced locally, and the consumption of those goods must be done locally. But the specifics will be on the Proudly SA website, as I indicated. They're probably the best people to give the listeners the details.
Okay, that might be something worthwhile for us pursuing. One of the challenges of local businesses, besides from obviously demand and making South African consumers more aware of their product in the marketplace, is access to finance. What are some of the things that Absa and specifically your business division are doing to enable these businesses to grow?
Look, let me emphasize, access to finance is always a big challenge. There are certain things that we do, but I would also like to touch very briefly on what I think entrepreneurs can also do. So we have two ways of lending. The normal way, which is because we use depositors' fees, we take collateral. And we have another way of lending, which is cash flow based, which depends more on the cash flow of the business, more than the collateral. The second way enables the businesses that would otherwise not qualify for normal lending to access lending. But even under both situations, what you normally have a challenge with is sometimes you get to a situation where entrepreneurs come to you and there are issues that make them not find finance. And I'll talk about the quick ones in a very quick way. So the first one is affordability. I mean, if somebody comes to you for funding, their expenses are more than their assets. There's just no way you can fund it.
That was Keobaka Mahuma from Enterprise and Supply Chain Development at Absa. And that brings us to the end of another SAFM Market Update. I trust you've enjoyed the evening with us thus far. Nastasha will be back at the same time on Monday, and have a great weekend.